بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا وسندنا ونبينا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله، أما بعد، فعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أنه قال: من نفس عن مؤمن كربة من كرب الدنيا نفس الله عنه كربة من كرب يوم القيامة، ومن يسر على معسر يسر الله عليه في الدنيا والآخرة، ومن ستر مسلما ستره الله في الدنيا والآخرة، والله في عون العبد ما كان العبد في عون أخيه، ومن سلك طريقا يلتمس فيه علما سهل الله به طريقا إلى الجنة، وما اجتمع قوم في بيت من بيوت الله تعالى يتلون كتاب الله ويتدارسونه بينهم إلا نزلت عليهم السكينة وغشيتهم الرحمة وحفتهم الملائكة وذكرهم الله في من عنده، ومن بطأ به عمله لم يسرع به نسبه. رواه مسلم. Most respected brothers and elders, and our mothers and sisters listening over the receivers at home, this is a beautiful hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is reported by Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala an. Ulama have mentioned that this hadith is also amongst those very many ahadith which are regarded as Jawami'ul Kalim, those hadiths which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had mentioned few words but had a very, very deep, comprehensive meaning. The meaning of Jawami'ul Kalim is Rasulullah said a few words. For example, الدُعَاءُ مُخُّ الْعِبَادَةِ. It is three words. The dua is the essence, is the marrow of ibadah. And yet, yeah, this is the meaning of it can be written in so many books, volumes, so profound, so in-depth. Like that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, أُوتِيتُ جَوَامِعَ الْكَلِيمِ. I've been given this gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that I mentioned a few words, yet the meaning are like oceans. So this hadith is a lengthy hadith, but there are quite a few parts of this hadith. And the first part, Rasulullah says, مَن نَفَّسَ عَن مُؤْمِنٍ كُرْبَةً مِن كُرَبِ الدُّنْيَا نَفَّسَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ كُرْبَةً مِن كُرَبِ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ. Whoever removes any difficulty from a believer, any difficulty of this dunya, then Allah Ta'ala will remove from him the difficulties of the day of Qiyamah. So if you help your mu'min brother and you relieve him of some calamity that has struck him, he's in some difficulty, and you remove the difficulty, you assist him, then Allah Ta'ala will remove from you one of the difficulties on the day of Qiyamah. On the day of Qiyamah, a person goes through great hardships. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will assist this person. Hazrat Mufti Taqi Usmani sahab, damat barakatuhum, has titled this discourse of his as Khalqi Khuda se Muhabbat Kijiye. That a person should show love, affection, compassion to the makhluq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Kisi ki pareshani dur karne par ajr wa thawab. A person will be rewarded, person is rewarded by removing a pareshani of another person. So exactly what we have mentioned in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that somebody is bechain, he is restless, he is suffering some anxiety, some pain, some suffering, some loss, some difficulty, some hardship, whether it's some emotional problem, social problem, domestic problem, some financial problem, and you had the means, you assisted him, and you removed that problem from him, Allah Ta'ala becomes so happy with this, with you, then Allah Ta'ala will remember this on the day of Qiyamah, and Allah Ta'ala will remove from you a difficulty. The difficulties on the day of Qiyamah, BMW, NPS, 65988. BMW, NPS, 65988. Can you remove your car? So like that he mentioned, a person may be in financial difficulty. Tangdas ko muhlat dene ki fazilat. In the first one also said, man nafasa. The word nafasa means to alleviate, to remove, to relieve from a believer, kurbatan. Kurbatan, just one difficulty. Allah Ta'ala will remove from this person in the day of Qiyamah, a difficulty of the difficulties of the day of Qiyamah. That's the first part. The second part, وَمَنْ يَسَّرَ عَلَى مُعْسِرٍ. A person is in financial difficulty. He is your debtor. He owes you money. Now you have the right to demand that money when it is due. It's the due date, it's fixed. He says, I'll pay you by the 25th of the month. And comes the 25th of the month and he is not paying you. So you have the right to demand from him the payment that is due to you. He owes you the money. He had promised that he'll give you the money. But you find that he is genuinely in some difficulty. And he has every intention to pay you that money. So although you have the right to demand that money, and you can take him to task for that, but Rasulullah ﷺ is showing us something else. And he is directing us to something better than all that. And he is saying that وَمَنْ يَسَّرَ, whoever makes it easy upon that person who is a mu'asir. The word mu'asir comes from the word usrun, which means difficulty. He is unable to pay those debts. Not that he is just procrastinating, he has the means, and he doesn't want to pay you. No. He is in genuine difficulty. Everybody knows he is suffering some financial loss, and he is in debts. If he had the money, he would pay you. Oh, the hadith is telling you, وَمَنْ يَسَّرَ, whoever makes it asan for him. Now there's two ways of making it easy for him. Either Allah Ta'ala gives you the courage and the strength and the himmat to waive off that entire debt, or at least give him extra time to pay, or you reduce the amount and you tell him, okay, pay me so many percent. So you're making it easy for him. Allah Ta'ala will yassar Allahu alayhi fi dunya wal akhirah. Allah will make matters for this person easy in dunya and akhirat. So even in dunya, he will see Allah Ta'ala's help coming. So why is all this happening? Because you are showing love to the makhluq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is what Allah Ta'ala wants. Hazrat Dr. Abdul Hayy rahmatullah alayh, who was the sheikh of Mufti Taqi Sahab, Mufti Rafi Sahab, he would say, sometimes I ponder and reflect and I think, oh my Allah, I love you so much. And then this thought comes to me, as though Allah Ta'ala is saying, oh my Banda, you love me so much, but you are unable to see me. Normally you love a person after seeing the person. You haven't seen me. You are unable to see me. And you claim that you love me so much. Okay, what I have done, I've got makhluk in this world, I've got creation in the world. If you show muhabbat to them, then it will mean that you truly love me. So by showing love and affection to the makhluk of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to the creation of Allah ta'ala, then we are gaining the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Quran Sharif also talks about helping a person who is in debt, financial difficulty. Allah ta'ala tells the creditors that to relieve the debtors, or give them some chance, give them some respite. وَإِن كَانَ ذُو عُسْرَةٍ فَنَظِرَةٌ إِلَى مَيْسَرَةٍ. So if a person is tangdast in Urdu, if he's in financial difficulty, he's suffering, he's got no money to pay, so the creditor is told to give this person some respite. Give him so much of time where it is now easy for him to pay those debts. Narmi khoi Allah ko pasand hai. Allah Ta'ala wants from us to be soft-hearted, to be gentle, to be kind. In the hadith, إِنَّ اللَّهَ رَفِيقٌ يُحِبُّ الرِّفْقَ فِي كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. Allah Ta'ala is gentle, Allah Ta'ala is kind. Allah wants softness, Allah wants kind-heartedness. Allah wants us to show kindness to every person. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, نَرَمْ خُوِي بُحَتْ پَسَنْدِ. اللہ کے بندوں کے ساتھ نرمی کا معاملہ کرنا یہ اللہ کے نزدیک بہت محبوب عمل ہے. جس شخص نے قرض کے طور پر پیسے دیے ہیں اس کو قانونی طور پر ہر وقت یہ حق حاصل ہے, یہ مطالبہ کر کے اپنا قرض وصول کر لے. Exactly what I mentioned, that a person according to the law, if somebody owes you money and it is time up to pay that money, he had made that promise, everything was signed, agreement was done, and now he is not paying you, so you can take him to task for it. You've got the right to demand. But Allah Ta'ala, what? Lekin Islam ka ek musalman se ye mutalaba hai, ki sirf paise hi ko na dekho. Kitna paisa chala gaya, kitna paisa a gaya. Our life does not revolve around just money. How much money came, how much money went. Balki ye dekho ki kisi Allah ke bande ke saath نرمی کا معاملہ کرنا یہ اللہ تعالیٰ کو اتنا محبوب ہے جس کی کوئی حد و انتہا نہیں. But look at this point, that showing that love for a مخلوق of Allah سبحانہ وتعالی, for the sake of Allah, you showing love to that مخلوق, then it Allah سبحانہ وتعالی becomes so happy, there is no limits to that happiness of Allah سبحانہ وتعالی, not Allah's pleasure. اور اس کے بدلے میں اللہ تعالیٰ اس کے ساتھ قیامت کے روز نرمی کا معاملہ فرمائیں گے. اللہ تعالیٰ will show kindness to this person now on the day of Qiyamah. We don't understand the horrifying condition of the day of Qiyamah because we're sitting in such comfort now. So Qiyamah in our minds, Allah forgive us, is something very, very far-fetched. And as though we will just pass it on the day, Allah Ta'ala must show us His special mercy. May Allah Ta'ala keep us on the day of Qiyamah in the company of Rasulullah SAW, Sahaba Ikram, and the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah must give us His special shade and protection in the day of Qiyamah. Allah must look at us with nazir, rahmat and karam, etc. But Qiyamah is something which is extremely serious. And the Quran is replete with verses upon verses upon verses regarding the hour of Qiyamah. But the problem is because we are indulging in all this comfort, and we enjoy the comfort of dunya, we forget Qiyamah. We forget the scenes of Qiyamah which are mentioned in the Quran Sharif. And just to get some shade in the day of Qiyamah, some merciful glance in the day of Qiyamah, some light in the day of Qiyamah, it's so important. And how a person will appreciate that shade on the day of Qiyamah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when there will be no shade but His shade. And therefore Allah gives us the chances now in this world. All we're going to do is to show some kindness. And this kindness is recorded in the books, book of deeds. Allah Ta'ala never forgets, nothing is hidden from Him. And Allah stores it for us in the hereafter. And Allah Ta'ala rewards us the kindness we showed to His makhluk in this world. Allah will give us the blessings and rewards of it in the hereafter when we really need it. دوسرے مسلمان کی حاجت پوری کرنے کی کیا فضیلت. What is the virtue if you fulfill the need of your Muslim brother? What's the virtue? We mentioned that person who makes it easy for a person who is in debt. Allah will make it easy for him on the day of Qiyamah, etc. But there's another hadith of Rasulullah SAW, which mentioned Abu Dawud Sharif. من كان في حاجة أخيه كان الله في حاجته. That person who sees to the need of any brother of his in this world, Allah Ta'ala will see to his needs on the day of Qiyamah. As though Allah will ask us on the day of Qiyamah, Bai, what is it? What do you need? Ya Allah, I need your maghfirat. Ya Allah, I need your forgiveness. Ya Allah, give me the jannat. So Allah will grant you your hajat, your need, on the day of Qiyamah. Why? Because you saw to the need of your Muslim brother in this world, for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. من فرج عن مسلم كربة فرج الله عنه كربة من كرب يوم القيامة. All the same meaning. The person who removes and he helps the Muslim brother, he removes some difficulty. Allah Ta'ala will help him. Allah will remove difficulties from him on the day of Qiyamah. مخلوق پر رحم کرو. در حقیقت یہ دونوں کام, یعنی دوسروں کی حاجت پوری کرنا اور دوسروں کی مصیبت اور پریشانی کو دور کرنا, اسی وقت ہو سکتا ہے جب دل میں اللہ تعالیٰ کی مخلوق کی طرف سے رحم ہو. When a person can do this, when he's got in his heart mercy for mankind, for humanity. If a person has this merciful heart, then he will be able to fulfill the need of his brother. Then he will be able to help his brother who is in financial difficulties or whatever problem he's got. He'll be able to remove the difficulty for him when he has raham in his heart. Agar yahi dono kaam dikhawe ke liye kar le, to in kaamon ki koi qeemat nahi. But if a person does it not out of mercy, compassion, he does it just for show business, out of riya and ostentation, people will say, hey, I helped that man, and everybody will talk about it, and I'll gain some fame and name, then he will not be rewarded. In other words, you have to be mukhlis, sincerely have genuine mercy for your Muslim brother and assist him, and do it quietly, secretly. You don't need to advertise that in public. Help him in such a way as we see the right hand gives and the left hand doesn't know. There are many people who see to the needs of so many people and people don't even know about it. The only time when some people may come to know about it is when the person leaves this world and all those people who are being assisted, suddenly there's no assistant coming to them and then they realize it is a certain person who was seeing to the needs. But that man was so sincere and he did it only for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Lekin agar ye socha ki ye mere Allah ke bande hai, uski makhlooq hai, main unke saath koi balai aur achai karunga, to us par mujhe Allah ta'ala sawab ata farmayenge, tab ye kaam qeemti ban jayenge. When will this work of helping a Muslim brother seeing to his need become valuable? When you realize that this person is also the makhluk, the creation of my Allah. He's the creation of my Allah. Therefore, if I help him, my Allah will become happy with me. We have a family. We have siblings. A person sees his brother or sister is in some pain, some difficulty. So what will he do? It is the compassion, love, mercy he has to make his parents happy. The parents are alive and they see that you are helping your brother, younger brother or sister. Won't they become happy with you? They'll become very happy. Like that Allah Ta'ala is watching. And Allah is saying that makhluk of minds, you are assisting that person, that widow, that poor, orphan, whatever it is. So Allah Ta'ala becomes happy with the person. Allah ki muhabbat ka ye haq hai, ki uske bandho se muhabbat ki jaye. What is the right of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? We say we love Allah Ta'ala. Now for that Allah has got some right over us. The right of the love of Allah Ta'ala is that we also show love to His creation. And there's a hadith of Rasulullah s.a.w. Ar-Rahimun, Yarhamuhum Ar-Rahman, Yarhamu man fil ard, Yarhamkum man fil sama. That those who show mercy to mankind, those who show mercy to the makhluk of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala who is Rahman, Allah who is full of mercy, Allah will show mercy to such people. And therefore Rasulullah says, Irhamu man fil ard. Show mercy to all those people in the world. What will happen? Irhamkum man fis sama. The one in the skies, it is Allah Ta'ala. He will show mercy to you. During examination time, you find some students write this hadith in the bottom of the exam paper when they're writing the answer sheet. So the ustad may see that. Irhamu man fil ard, irhamkum man fis sama. Show mercy to us, to the person in the world. Allah will show mercy to you. But the mercy in that time now, the ustad must give you your correct marks. Because if you're not studying well, you don't deserve to pass. So you deserve to, need to learn your work properly to pass. So they, all these hadiths won't work there. These hadiths are meant for us to implement in our life, to become people of mercy, compassion, showing love, affection to the entire makhluk of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then as Mufti Taqi Sahib explains about muhabbat, love, and we have mentioned many, many times the love that Majnoon had for Layla. He was so crazy, so crazy. He was obsessed in his love for Layla that he would say, Amurru ala diyari diyari Layla. Uqabbilu dhal jidari wa dhal jidari. He says, when I go through the village of Layla, then I begin to kiss this house and that house. All those houses which are in the street of Layla, where Layla is residing in her town, I begin to kiss this house and that house. And, or as I'm passing the different houses, I kiss this wall and that wall. وقبلوا ذا الجدار وذا الجدار kiss this wall, that wall. He says, وَمَا حُبُّ الدِّيَارِ شَغَفْنَ قَلْبِي. It's not the love of these beautiful houses that has filled my heart. Not these houses that I'm getting me excited. وَلَكِنْ حُبُّ مَنْ سَكَنَ الدِّيَارَ. But it is the love of that one woman, Layla, who lives in that one house. I may be kissing the walls, not that I got love for the walls, I love the person who resides inside in that house, that is Layla. Yani in diwariyon se mujhe kya taalluq? I got no relationship with these walls. Main unko kyun pyar karu? Lekin chunki ye diwariyon mere mahbub ke shahar ki diwariyon hai, is wajah se mujhe unse mohabbat hai. Because these walls are from the shahar, from the city of my beloved. Jab main unke paas guzarta hu, to unko chhoomta phirta hu. So when I go past, I begin to kiss and touch these walls. So, one of Rumi rahmatullah is mentioned in Masnavi, that Majnun ko to Layla ke shahar ke kutte se bhi muhabbat thi. Even the dog that came from the town of Layla, Majnun should love to the dog also. Isliye ki ye mere mahboob ke shahar ka kutta hai. This is the dog of the city of my beloved. Mujhe usse bhi muhabbat hai. I love even this dog. Is are maula ka ishq Layla ke ishq se bhi kam ho gaya. It says that the love of Allah Ta'ala has been decreased. It's less than the love that a person has for Layla, for the woman of this world, or the haram woman in this world. We don't love Allah Ta'ala more than all the other loves that we have for the beloveds in this world. Jab ek na paaydar aur fana ho jane wale wujood se itni muhabbat ho jati hai ki uske kutte se muhabbat honi lagi, to Allah tabarak wa taala jo malikul mulk hai aur sare mahboob ke mahboob hai, uski muhabbat ka taqaza ye hai ki uski sari makhluq se bhi muhabbat ho jaye. In reality, we should be having such love for Allah subhanahu wa taala that is dominant and overpowers all other loves that we have. And the demands of the love that we have for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is ghalib, which is overpowering all other loves that we have in our heart, the demand of that love, if we really love Allah, then we show love to everything connected to Allah ta'ala. In other words, the makhluq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then he explains the famous story about that woman who was a loose woman, a prostitute, and she just gave the thirsty dog water to drink because the dog was about to die out of thirst. And on that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed her that because you showed affection towards an animal, which is my makhluq as well, I will give you jannat. And Allah granted her jannat. Makhluq par raham ka ek waqia. Meri Hazrat Mawla Masihullah Khan sahab rahmatullahi ko Allah ta'ala ne makhluq par raham ka ajeeb hal ata farmaya tha. Hazrat Mawla Masihullah rahmatullahi also first sheikh of Hazrat Mufti Qisab, Hazrat Mawla Masihullah rahmatullahi Jalalabad. You see, he had ajeeb love for the makhluq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And see, the incident is that if there was an animal in the way, he won't even shoo the animal away. He won't hush the animal away. He won't chase the animal away. The incidence of where a cat was sleeping on his bed. Late at night, he comes to retire to bed to go to sleep. And he finds that on the bed, a cat had made itself comfortable and very cozily sleeping on his bed. Hazrat Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam the entire night slept on the floor. And he did not want to disturb that cat. Why? Because he said this is also a makhluk of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Muhammad Haq Sahib Rahmatullahi Alayhi Farudhoi, famous incident, he sits to make wudu from one seat, he goes on next seat, carries on. Hazrat, what's happening? He said, if I'm going to make wudu, I see ants there. If I'm going to open the water, these ants will be killed. They are also the makhluk of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they went to that level. Hazrat Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had some wound and there were some flies that came and settled down on that wound. Now imagine how irritated the person will get. You got a wound and there's a fly there. So somebody thought that he will push the fly away. Hazrat said, no. Let this fly do its work. I'm doing my work. Don't disturb it. It is the makhluk of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah Ta'ala give us the true love for His entire makhluk. And then He says, khidmati khalq, hi ka naam tasawuf hai. We regard ourselves to be very pious people or Sufis or people linked with mashayikh. And the essence of tasawuf is what? That you have made khidmat of the makhluk of Allah Ta'ala. May Allah Ta'ala give us jazba. The Hazrat Maulana Rahmatullah Ali had this jazba in him. He had this quality in him. That he would go out of his way of assisting every person who came into contact with him, whether he knew the person or didn't know the person. And the level that he has set is so high, that it is virtually impossible for us to reach that level. Unless Allah Ta'ala gives us a tawfiq. But these are the lessons that he has left behind for us. That he would help people. And right till today, we hear people, somebody saying, Maulana helped me, he gave me this, he gave me that. And there may be thousands and thousands in the entire world who we won't even know who were assisted by Hazrat Maulana Rahmatullah Ali. So he says, Barhal, ye bara nazuk rasta hai. Very fine road. Jab tak Allah Ta'ala ki makhluk ke saath muhabbat na ho, Allah Ta'ala ke saath muhabbat ka dawa sacha nahi ho sakta hai. Until you don't have love for the makhluk of Allah Ta'ala, you can't really claim you have love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then he says, isi liye Mawlana Rumi rahmatullahi alayhi tasawuf ke baare mein farmati hai. Mawlana Rumi rahmatullahi alayhi said regarding tasawuf, yani logo ne tasawuf uska naam rakh liya, ki haath mein tasbih ho, musalla bicha hua ho, darveshana libas pehna hua ho, a person with tasbih in his hand, got musalla, is wearing very simple clothing, people think, that is tasawuf. No. In chizu ka naam tasawuf aur tariqat nahi hai, balki tasawuf aur tariqat uske alawa kuch nahi, kar makhluk ki khidmat ho. He said, tasawuf is, what is tasawuf? Like in the khidmat of the makhluk of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, we know the entire incident, how he worked tirelessly, effort all day, giving dawah to the people, 950 years. Imagine, 950 years, inviting his people to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ulama, mufassirin have written, plus minus only 83 people accepted his invitation towards Allah ta'ala. It was only 83 people became believers. His own son rejected him. So Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, after 950 years, Quran says, Inni da'utu qawmi layla wa nahara. Night and day, oh my Allah, I am calling them. فَلَمْ يَزِدْهُمْ دُعَاءِ إِلَّا فِرَارًا. I am calling them towards you. The more I am calling them towards you, the more far they are running away, escaping from me. And I go to them so nicely, I am preaching to them, calling them towards you with love, muhabbat. They cover their themselves with blankets, they put their fingers in the ears. A time came and he said, رَبِّ لَا تَذَرْ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ مِنَ الْكَافِرِينَ دَيَّارًا. Allah, don't leave any kafir person to dwell on this earth now. Destroy them. So Allah Ta'ala answered his dua. And Allah Ta'ala told him to build that ark and the ship. And then they began to mock him. There's no sea here. What you building in a ship for? We know the entire incident, the floods came. Such floods that even from the top and bottom there was water everywhere. And Allah Ta'ala saved Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam with his people. So, jab Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam ki qom par tufan aa chuka, after the floods, sari qom is tufan ki natije mein halak ho gayi. Entire nation of Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, his people, his community were destroyed beside those who had accepted iman. To uske baad Allah Ta'ala ne wahi ke zariye Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam ko hukam diya. Now Allah Ta'ala informs him, commands him, ab tumhara kaam ye hai ki tum mitti ke bartan banao. Make some containers out of some clay pots. Chunanchi Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam ne Allah Ta'ala ka hukam ki ta'amil mein mitti ka bartan banana shuru kar diya. So he started making some clay pots. It was the command of Allah Ta'ala. Aur din raat usme lage rahe. Day and night now he is busy making clay pots. Kai din guzar gaye, after so many days elapsed, और बर्तनों का ढेर लग गया, it was a whole heap and pile of these clay pots. तो दूसरा हुक्म ये दिया कि अब सब बर्तनों को एक एक करके तोड़ो. Now Allah Ta'ala commands him, take each container and now you must destroy it, each one. Hazrat Nuh Alaihi Salam ne arz kiya, Ya Allah, maine bari bari mehnat se aapke hukam par banaye the. Allah, you commanded me and that is why I built it. It took me so much of time, effort. It was not easy making these clay pots. Ya Allah, I made all these clay pots with so much of effort. And it was your command even. अब आप उनको तोड़ने का हुक्म दे रहे हैं? Now you are commanding me to break these clay pots. अल्लाह ताला ने फरमाए, हमारा हुक्म ये कि अब उनको तोड़ दो. Allah says, yes, this is my command. You got to break them. चुनांचे हज़रत नूह अलैहि सलाम ने उनको तोड़ दिया. So he broke each one. लेकिन दिल दुखा, इतनी मेहनत से बनाए, उनको तोड़वा दिया. But of course he felt that pain in his heart. Allah made me make all these clay pots. Now he tells me the command was to break them. He didn't understand. In bartaron se, so Allah Ta'ala ne farmaya, "Ey Nuh, tumne apne haathon se bartan banaye." Oh no, yes, you made these clay pots with your hand, your effort, aur mere hukam se banaye. It was my command, and you did it. इन बर्तनों से तुम्हें इतनी मोहब्बत हो गई कि जब मैंने तुम्हें उनको तोड़ने का हुक्म दिया तो तुमसे न तोड़ा नहीं जा रहा था. Now you got such mohabbat for these clay pots that when I commanded you now to break those pots, you found it difficult. Although you did it, but you found it difficult. दिल ये चाह रहा था कि ये बर्तन जो मेरी मेहनत और मेरे हाथ से बने हुए है किसी तरह बच जाए. Your heart desired that all these clay pots are made with my hand, such effort, it should be saved. It should not be broken. Isliye ki tumhe in bartanon se muhabbat ho gayi thi, because you began to have love for these clay pots. Lekin tumne hame nahi dekha. You didn't look at us, you didn't look at me. Ki sari makhluk humne apne haath se banayi. और तुमने एक मर्तबा कह दिया, रब्बी ला तज़र अल अर्ज़ मिन अल काफ़िरीन दियारा. ऑल दीस पीपल दे आल्सो माय मखलूक एंड यू कम यू सेड ओ अल्लाह डिस्ट्रॉय देम नाउ दे आरंट ब्रिंग ईमान सो दे आल्सो माय मखलूक. ये अल्लाह जमीन में बसने वाले सब काफिरों को हलाक कर दे. जिस दुआ ही में इशारा इस बात की तरफ फरमाया कि जिस मिट्टी से तुम बर्तन बना रहे थे बावजूद ये कि वो मिट्टी तुम्हारी पैदा की हुई नहीं थी और अपनी खाई से वो बर्तन नहीं बना रहे थे. इंडिकेशन इन दिस वॉज द लेसन दीज क्ले पॉट्स दैट यू मेड विद योर हैंड्स दिस क्ले वॉज नॉट बिलोंगिंग टू यू. यू डिडंट क्रिएट दिस क्ले इन द सैंड एंड यू डिडंट डू दिस. यू डिडंट मेक दिस क्ले पॉट्स आउट ऑफ योर ओन डिजायर. इट वॉज माई कमांड. बल्कि मेरे हुक्म से बना रहे थे फिर भी तुम्हें उनसे मोहब्बत हो गई थी. डिस्पाइट ऑल दिस यू स्टिल बिगेन टू शो लव एंड हैड सो मच ऑफ अफेक्शन फॉर दीज क्ले पॉट्स. तो क्या हमें अपनी मखलूक से मोहब्बत नहीं होगी? अल्लाह सेज, व्हाट डू यू थिंक दैट ऑल दीज मखलूक दीज पीपल हु आई मेड विद माय ओन हैंड्स एंड दैट क्ले एंड दैट सैंड डिडंट बिलोंग टू एनीबडी एल्स माय ओन आई क्रिएटेड इट वोंट आई हैव मोहब्बत फॉर ऑल माय मखलूक द पीपल आई क्रिएटेड. जब मोहब्बत है तो फिर तुम्हें भी मेरी मखलूक के साथ मोहब्बत करनी पड़ेगी. यू विल ऑल्सो हैव टू हैव मोहब्बत फॉर माई पीपल फॉर माई क्रिएशन अगर तुम्हें मेरे साथ मोहब्बत है. ऑफकोर्स ही डिडंट डू एनीथिंग रॉन्ग बट द लेसन हियर इज अल्लाह ताला इज शोइंग अस दैट दीज आर द मखलूक ऑफ अल्लाह सुबहानहू व तआला वट एवर द कंडीशन. ऑफकोर्स वी इनवाइट देम टुवर्ड्स अल्लाह सुबहानहू व तआला. आखिरत अल्लाह ताला विल डिसाइड व्हाट विल बी द कंडीशन. But if we have the attitude that, no, this person is a sinner, and this person is a poor person, or this is a very rich person, or he's like this, or she's like that, then we will shut our hearts from the love of the makhluk of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whereas we should be having large accommodating hearts. Your heart is large, you can accommodate many people in your heart, and you can have the love for those people. We're not talking about illicit love. genuine love for the makhluk of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the halat of the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Awliya-i kiram ki halat, jitne awliya-i kiram rahmatullahi alayhim ajmain guzre hai, in sab ka hal ye tha ki wo agar makhluk ko buri hal mein dekhte, ya fasiq, ya fisq fujur mein, aur gunah ke andar mubtala dekhte to, awliya Allah, in gunahon se nafrat karte the. Find all the pious servants of Allah ta'ala. If they saw any makhluk of Allah, any person openly sinning, transgressing the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they will hate the sin. They will hate the sin. Unki fisq fujur se aur unki amal se nafrat karna wajib hai. Person has to show hatred for the sins. Lekin dil mein is aadmi se nafrat nahi hoti thi. But they never had nafrat, hatred for the sinner. Iski hikaret dil mein nahi hoti thi. They never thought low of that person. Hate the sin, not the sinner. There is one more incident we'll terminate today. Hazrat Junaid Baghdadi Rahmatullah Ali, his story, it's a very short story. Hazrat Junaid Baghdadi Rahmatullah Ali, he was traveling and he came past a river and there was a ship, he was sailing, and then he sees some youngsters who were very rude in their behavior, ill-mannered, and they were just using vulgar language and they would mock the pious people who were also passing by. And they were busy enjoying themselves, making merry. They were very happy. But at the same time, they were committing sins. They seemed to be in great enjoyment. Is mauke par agar koi mullah paas se guzre, mullah, it doesn't mean mullah, we say surname. Mullah means a pious person or some maulvi, some maulana. To us mullah ka madaq urana bhi tafreeh ka ek hissa hota. He'll start mocking that person, laugh at his beard, or something will irritate him. Chunanchi in Ubash, logo ne Hazrat Junaid Baghdadi Rahman ka mazaq uraya. Hazrat Junaid Baghdadi, looking past, they started laughing and mocking him as well. So another person who was with Hazrat Junaid Baghdadi Rahmatullah Ali, he looked at these youngsters, and how rude and how terrible they were behaving. Unhone ye surat hal dekkar farmaya, Hazrat, aap unki haq mein baddua farma dijiye. Hazrat, why don't you curse these people? Kyunki ye log itne gustakh hai ki ek taraf to khud fisq fujur aur gunah mein mubtala hai, dusri taraf Allah walon ka mazak ura rahe. These people are committing sins and also they mocking the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They're such terrible people. They got no haya in them, no modesty. Hazrat Junaid Baghdadi Rahmatullah Ali foran dua ke liye haath uthaya. He raised his hands immediately to make dua. Farmaya, ey Allah, aapne in jawanon ko jis tarah yahan duniya mein khushiyan ata farmayi hai, unki aamal aise kar dijiye ki wahan aakhirat mein bhi unko khushiyan naseeb ho. Wallah, just as you're giving these people excitement, merriment in this world, give them the tawfiq of doing such deeds now, that will show them happiness in the akhirat also. You have given them some type of merriment. They enjoy themselves. But now, ya Allah, give them the merriment and the enjoyment of the akhirat by giving them the ability of doing good deeds now. He didn't curse them. He made dua for them. Dekhiye, unki zaat se nafrat nahi farmayi. He didn't show hatred for the people, for his youngsters themselves. He didn't hate the sinners. Isliye ki ye to mere Allah ki makhluk hai. Why? Because they are the makhluk of my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you find the pious awliya, they would make dua for the person who was gone astray. They would wake up in the night, they would raise their hands, oh Allah, you guide this person. Why? Because they have their raham for the makhluk of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mawlana Ilyas rahmatullah alayh, the founder of Dawat and Tabligh. We don't read biographies of these people. We don't understand anything how this work of tabligh started. The efforts and the sacrifices that were made and are being made. We just run down every person because of some weaknesses that we see. But man, if you just read the biography,
It's in English also. Of Hazrat Mawla Ilyas Rahmatullahi. Look at his life story. As far as his physical strength and body was concerned, he was very, very frail, very weak. He was so weak, they say, if a wind would blow, Hazrat Mawla Ilyas was so weak, he would fall down. And he would stammer. He couldn't speak well. But despite all this, the raham he had, the mercy and the compassion in his heart, unbelievable. That he would cry and cry and cry, and he would be restless. This is a beautiful story of him. At night, he's pacing his veranda up and down, up and down. His wife asked him, what is wrong? Oh, Maulana, what's wrong? Why don't you rest? And he tells her, if you had this worry and this concern and this pain in your heart that I have right now for the ummah of Rasulullah SAW, then you would also be standing with me and pacing up and down. And therefore we see till today the effects of his sincerity and the raham that he had in his heart through the efforts of Hazrat Mawla Ilyas Rahmatullah and others. Allah Ta'ala is still spreading the deen, and people will still go village to village and gully and home to home, and still will have this raham to save weak people like us, to remind us about salat and our zakat and our heart and good amal. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat to fill our hearts with the raham and mercy for the makhluk of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have not completed this hadith, inshallah. When we have an opportunity again, we will continue. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.